pass, and nobody was in the area. So they'll bring it all the way back down, and that's unfortunate because the line that's out there, in particular, I think Botterill have on their last legs.
Bob Motzko without a timeout. He lost a challenge on the goal by Mosley. He thought goalie interference. That was not the case. Hastings still has his timeout. Off the draw, big blast by Snuggerud, fought off by Grandma. 33 shots on goal now for the Gophers. Grandma stopped 31 of them. He deserved a better fading goal last night, did William Grandma. Badgers have the puck, had too many men on the ice. Both Bob Motzko and associate head coach Steve Miller screaming at the referees. Ben Gordon as well, the other assistant, but nothing called. Here's Dexheimer now for Wisconsin. At center ice, he'll dump it in. Rolls behind the Gophers net, and Kester fell down. Looked like he put his toe right into the ice. Gophers have it. Now a steal by Lindmark. And then he got bumped off balance by Renzel. That freed the puck for Kester. Lindmark battling back. But Renzel there, no support whatsoever. Renzel will lob it out to center, knocked down by Dexheimer. 4:20 left in the third. 2-2 game. Dexheimer headmans Finley. Outside left, and he shot one off the right arm of Soulière and hit the side of the net. And now look out, the Gophers with a chance. 3-on-3, flying in more. His shot, good stick. Hensler out of play. 4:05 left. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here in Madison. Entertaining game last night. Heartbreaking. Entertaining game tonight. We'll see if Wisconsin can pull this one out. Again, the Badgers stuck on two goals. Scored three in a game only one time in the previous nine they've played this season. Tassi redirects into the Minnesota zone. Gruba goes to get it. Hard rim around off the stick of Zimmer. Gathered in by Moore. Drops back Zimmer across the line. Minnesota's onside, even though the linesman wasn't on the line to make that call. Now the Badgers. Good play by Kerr. Reading the play. Stealing the puck. Tied up a bit by Wood. And he able to bank it out to center ice with 3.5 minutes left in a tie game.
Give it all you've got, gentlemen.
Gruba tees one up long range. And out on top of his crease is Grandma. Easy glove save for William. And a faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin zone with 3:22 to go in the third. Wisconsin will be on the road to play Penn State next weekend, then a weekend off before opening a four-game homestand Thanksgiving weekend. Alaska Anchorage will be here the 29th and 30th, and then Michigan State comes to town the weekend after that. UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS for tickets. Face off to Grandma's left. Clark against Morrissey. The Badgers freshman digging in. Kurth with it. Tough angled shot. Oh. Saved by Grandma off his chest. Picked up by Minnesota. Long range shot. Knocked down. Taken by Horbach. Pushed it ahead now for Mosley at center near the Gophers bench. He'll lift it down deep. Finley in on the forecheck. He's tied up with Chesley. Morrissey spins it back to the corner. Finley cuts right. Fell down. And then a backhand pass hoping to hit Morrissey. Picked off by Chesley. Lamb able to hip check Morrissey to the ice. Puck out at center. Dexheimer had it. Now Lamb took it away. Hands off right wing Kurth. He's got some space. And he shoots one. Save made by Grandma. Rebound picked up by Clark. Banks it out to Chesley. Couldn't handle it. It bounced off the wall oddly. And Chesley put his right hand down. Couldn't hold his own. 2-2 game. 2:35 to go in the third. Chesley from long range. That skipped off the ice. Grandma with a save. And a return shot by Chesley that Grandma stopped as well. Badgers lifted out to center. Gophers have the puck. Ryan Chesley not afraid to shoot. He scored a shorty last night, his fifth goal of the season. Here's Kerr now for Wisconsin with a little ice to work with. Headman pass. Kukkonen couldn't handle the bouncing puck. Apparently got a piece of it. Gophers reverse, but Lindmark hustles after it. Left corner of the offensive zone. Tried to refeed Kukkonen. Didn't connect. Nevers couldn't hold. Lodge with it. He'll scoop it into the offensive zone. 2 minutes to go in the third. 2-2 game. Hughland steal, finds Snuggerud, tape-to-tape pass at center, left wing, it's Nevers fired a pass behind Rinsell. Bouncing puck in front of the net. Taken away. Good work by Lindmark to cancel out Nevers. The Badgers Botterill with it. Rinsell calmly defending. Botterill, quick shot, though. Trying to go five-hole. And Soulière made the stop. Botterill now pinned against the wall. Far side by Rinsell. That freed the puck for Mason Nevers. Nevers at the red line. He'll dump it in. 1:28 to go in the third. A 2-2 game. Phelan back out for the Badgers with Dexheimer. Ben's got it now. Dexheimer looking for his first goal this season. His pass for Botterill too far, and Gruba throws it right back into the Wisconsin zone with 1:14 to go. Phelan back to get it again. Lead feed Tassi had his stick lifted. Puck sliding near the snow on the wall far side. No icing. Gophers lead feed. Lodge reads the play and takes it away. Fires it in. Around to the right corner it goes. Mosley in on the forecheck with under a minute to go. Morrissey there as well. Puck deflects into the Gopher bench. 54.3 seconds left. Here in the third, a 2-2 game. Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
Steve Miller showing why he was a hockey person, not a basketball person. Did you see him trying vertical to catch that puck?
There was no vertical.
There was. You could have gotten couldn't have gotten a piece of paper out from underneath of his shoes. No vertical, Stevie.
Face off to the left of Soulière. Morrissey, Mosley, Finley on the ice for Wisconsin with Lodge and Kerr. Let's see if Morrissey can get the job done. Faceoff pretty much even. In fact, the Gophers just evened it up with that defensive zone faceoff win. They rim it around and out to Blam. Gains the red line and scoops it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Kerr after it. Lodge as well. Lodge trying to jam it free. Did so to Kerr. Kerr knocked off balance. Lodge now with it behind his net again. Thought about going right, then left, then right, then back left. Up the middle he goes to Morrissey. 30 seconds to play. Morrissey, left wing, Finley catches across the line. Tough angled shot. Fought off by Soulière. Then off the glass, Kurth chased it down near the Gopher bench. Stepping up Horbach to slow his progress. And the Badgers with possession again. 15 seconds left in the third. 2-2 game. Dexheimer reverses to Horbach. Headband now, Kukkonen didn't catch. Gophers onside. Snuggerud fans off to his right across the line. Dumps it in. 5 seconds to go in the third. Minnesota after it. Far corner. 2 seconds. Centering pass. Turnaround shot. Snuggerud. He fanned on it as the horn sounds. And after 60 minutes of play, it's a 2-2 game. We're headed to overtime.
And as we should explain, as is up on the scoreboard, overtime will be played, an extra 5-minute three-on-three period in the sudden death format, meaning that whoever scores wins. If not, it's going to be a tie. And then they'll probably call me down to do the shootout, you think?
I do not think so. The lone goal in the third period scored by Connor Kurth on a power play of 13:59 from Brody Ziemer and Luke Middlestead. Seventh goal of the year for Kurth. 15 shots on goal for the Gophers in that third period. 10 for Wisconsin. Liam Soulière has so far stopped 31 of the Badgers' 33 bids. William Grama's been excellent tonight, 37 saves against 39 shots on goal. The difference, though, Minnesota's power play is 2-for-2 so far, and we are headed to overtime. Badgers get 1 point on the weekend. They would like to get 2 with an overtime win or a shootout victory.
Yeah, they all start to add up, don't they? And I always used to say, well, we win games. Best time to be hot is the end of the season, which in this particular case might be the case. But I guess, again, a situation where I think it was Pat Kelly said to me, you know, they can't take those early wins away from you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just enjoy them while you got them? That was a good thing. That was a good statement for me.
Well, the Badgers, again, had a chance to win in regulation. A goal by Kurth on a power play allows Minnesota to pull even. Badgers only once in 10 games this season has scored more than 2 goals. Maybe they'll get their third here in overtime. They beat Lindenwood in overtime in the second game of the season. Again, Mosley and Finley goals for the Badgers. Power play goals for Lamb and Kurth. For the Gophers, three-on-three overtime hockey.
This will be the fastest team that we'll play against in three-on-three. You can't afford to make a physical mistake by any stretch of the imagination.
Morrissey Mosley and defenseman Ben Dexheimer against Huglin Snuggerud and defenseman Luke Middlestad. The goalies have changed places. Grandma defending the goal to our left and Soulière to our right. Minnesota wins the faceoff, and with it is Luke Middlestad, bothered by Mosley. Middlestad still has the puck, throws it back behind the net. Snuggerud able to step away from Morrison. He's got it now. Possession so key in 3-on-3. Huglin's got it. Trying to get past Dexheimer right wing, fighting for positioning. Middlestad with Mosley. Here's Huglin now to Snuggerud, and he'll skate back out to center. They have no problem with coming into the offensive zone and then going back to center if it helps them with time and space.
Gives them opportunity to wind things up.
Yep. Middlestad circling again at neutral.
All three of them are going to come across the blue line at full speed.
So they're ragging it a bit. Fans don't like it. Here's Oliver Moore now. Middlestad off. Renzel on. Snuggerud stays. He's got the puck out near the blue line left. Now to Moore. He's trying to get past Mosley. Long shift for him. Cutting in. Backhand shot goes wide. Mosley long shift. Pass out. Lamb's got it. He holds the zone. Morrissey's been out there too with Dexheimer the entire time. A minute 10 for these three. Here's Moore with it. Stick handling right wing. Cycles now for Lamb. Tough shot. Redirect. Oh. Moore. He missed the open net.
Badgers got no legs.
Here's Renzel with it. He taps it out towards center for himself. Badgers would love to get a change, but they can't. Now Mosley will take the chance. Botterill comes out. Badgers down 3-on-2. Renzel in front, and Lamb shanked it wide on the open net again. Twice the Gophers could have won it here in overtime. Don't give them another crack at it. Renzel with it. Botterill's out now. Morrissey and Dexheimer remain. These shifts for Dexheimer and Morrissey coming up on 2 minutes. Renzel, stick handling outside left. Dexheimer just taking his time, being calm and cool defending. Now Dexheimer will hustle. Lodge will replace him. And the Badgers get that change done in time. But they still have yet to have possession here in overtime.
Morrissey, get off. Thank you.
And he does. Out comes Fitzgerald.
There's the man who's going to win it for us. Christian Fitzgerald.
Here's Chesley now, the defenseman for Minnesota, across the line. Wide right. Taps off. Now Wood sets and fires right into the breadbasket of William Grandma. Makes the stop and hangs on for a faceoff. That's 39 saves for Grandma. 2:41 left in overtime. 2-2 game. Lindmark, Horbach, and Finley come out now for Wisconsin against Kurth, Huglin, and Chesley.
Not 100% sure who's going to take who off this faceoff.
Horbach playing defense. Lindmark wins the draw. Horbach goes to get the puck. Shovels it around behind the net for Finley. Right back to Jack. And right back to Finley. 2.5 minutes left in overtime. A 2-2 game. Quinn Finley will skate up the middle of the ice with Huglin defending. And now he'll turn back to his left as Huglin getting a little bit closer to the Badgers forward. Chipped ahead now to Owen Lindmark. Lindmark sauces across now. Horbach. Lead feed intended for Finley. Good stick by Huglin. Out of his net, Soulière whips it around far side. Lindmark tried to put it in front. It's back behind the cage. Lindmark stepping to his left. Wants to cycle with Horbach. Didn't connect. Lindmark still with possession. 2 minutes left in overtime. Horbach with it. Backpedaling out near the blue line and then put it to the corner and got knocked down, and the Gophers take the puck away. Lindmark needed a change. Finley remains. Fitzgerald's now out there. Gophers have the puck. 1:45 to go in overtime. And long lead feed. Snuggerud cutting in front. Zimmer redirects. He scores out of midair. The pass by Snuggerud chipped in out of midair by freshman Brody Zimmer. What a finish. And the Gophers win in overtime and take 5 of 6 against their arch rivals.
Well, I can't honestly say that that was a non-pretty goal. You hate to see an overtime goal that's decided by a tip-in or a bad play or whatever it is. That was just a feather spot, and he just fungoed it right into the net. I'm impressed with the hands of both of those young men.
What a beautiful goal by Buffalo Sabres third-round draft pick Brody Zimmer, his third of the year. It comes at 3:21 of overtime. Snuggerud gets the primary assist. Minnesota now 9-1, 4-0 in the Big Ten. Eight straight wins for the Gophers. The Badgers fall to 2-8, 1-5 in league play. We'll take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Oh, back-to-back 3-2 losses. Wisconsin in regulation last night and now in overtime here tonight. The fifth one-goal loss of the year for the Badgers. And this is the ninth time in 10 games that Wisconsin either had the lead, was tied, or down a goal in the third. All winnable games, but the Badgers' record falls to 2-8. That one smarts.
Yeah, that hurts. And for no particular reason, it's not like there was a bad play. It's not like, and again, I would enunciate this 100 times. I'm so happy to see an overtime goal that scored on a great play, not on some broken play, somebody falls down or somebody tips the puck 12 times and whatever the case may be. That was just an amazing hand-eye coordination play. Snuggerud with the feather pass and then to knock it out of the air like Zimmer did.
Wow.
That's a big-time goal.
Gophers win 3-2 in overtime. Postgame show is on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't Drive Distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Aaron Brian Posick here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin falls in overtime to Minnesota. 3-2 the final score. Let's get to our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Ian.
Interestingly enough, I'll pick all Badgers. No question about that. The thing that amazed me is that we had so many in a 3-2 overtime game. We had so many Badgers that were either plus or zero. That being said, it was two power play goals that took us to overtime for Minnesota. So the fact of the matter being is that the people who logged a lot of ice time and put some points on the board, my number three star is Ben Dexheimer. He had two assists, and at the end of the night, he was a plus two. So I'm impressed with how the former Madison Capital has really taken his role as kind of the offensive defenseman. Number two star, I went with Quinn Finley. One goal, one assist, and again, a plus two. And as we mentioned last night, the top line of Morrissey, Finley, and Mosley were a minus five. Tonight, they're a plus six. So in respect to them, I would say that give Quinn Finley the puck more and shoot it in the open net. That seems to be the way he can do it. And our number one star, and I feel so sorry for him, is William Grammy. 42 shots against, 39 saves, an amazing performance by the young man who has enjoyed his first back-to-back Big Ten games.
Yep.
And I'm very impressed with how he was so calm, cool, and collective. And more importantly, has the ability to make the big save. And that was a very big part of his game tonight.
Yeah, and he had no chance on that last one.
Nope.
Right?
I mean, he's batted out of thin air. He's going to play the puck as it comes towards the middle. He's not even within 3 feet or 4 feet of the net. And next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. It's just, it's kind of like dropping a bunt down, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, William Grammer, a career-high 39 saves here tonight. In the series, he stopped 92% of the shots he faced.
Yep.
And the Badgers lose in regulation and then lose in overtime. Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game is next. Gophers win in overtime 3-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Gophers win tonight over Wisconsin in overtime 3-2. The energizing performance in the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, our sponsor this weekend, all weekend long, thanks to Alliant Energy. Ian?
Well, it's interesting because, again, our number one star was William Grama, and he's the reason that I think that the game changed right after the second goal. Minnesota scored early in the second period, 7-minute mark, something like that. Then Wisconsin comes back with an even strength goal, which is technically a power play goal. But the thing that got me is that right near at the end of, I guess I must be talking too loud. They turn around.
Not
and
as loud as Pat Micheletti.
They gave two breakaways. Yep. Minnesota had two breakaways, and Grammy saved them both. Yeah. And it just seems like everybody on the Wisconsin bench was uplifted and turn around, and Quinn Finley scores a goal right at the end of the second period. It was one of those times where I think that they needed a big save just to say, hey, we can still win this one. Let's get it going. And William Grammy provided that motivation just by his play, and it was the second breakaway that he had stopped in the second period.
All right, so there's our energizing performance of the game. Disappointing result, however, as Minnesota wins in overtime 3-2. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings. I've got scores as well, highlights coming up too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Overtime 3-2 to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Head coach Mike Hastings downstairs. And, Mike, I don't know what to say. It's obviously disheartening. And your team found its game, and you took the lead against the third-ranked team in the country. And give them credit, I guess, for rallying to get the win in overtime. But, boy, your boys left it out there, I thought.
Yeah, you know what? But, again, we're in a results-based business. And you know what, guys? Take a penalty with 7.5 minutes left. We got to find a way to kill it. You knew they were going to even the marbles up. Bobby had been barking at them pretty hard. And we take a penalty in the defensive zone, and we got to find a way to kill that. And then, you know what, we lost the faceoff early, and I thought they did a great job of possessing a puck. We couldn't get it back, and they make a big-time play where a guy bats it out of midair. And you know what, feel for the guys, though. I mean, the guys did come out and compete. We've just got to stick with it.
Yeah. Little icing. I have always said that there's no worse goal to be scored in overtime than a chip in or do whatever. That was a big-time goal.
Yeah, you know what? I think Hintz does a really good job at making sure the guy's got to elevate the puck, and it ends up being about, I'd say, about waist high or a little bit higher, and he bats it out of midair.
Yeah.
And it took something special to get by Grammy tonight. I thought he was outstanding.
Ugh.
I mean, he was
understatement.
Stopping breakaways. I mean, and he looked poised. And he was out on top of his crease. He looked just solid in there, just like you'd hoped, right?
And he competed. And you know what? I thought the first period we left him on an island. And I thought the reason that we had a chance in the second was because of the way that he had played. And then we end up getting a greasy one there with Mosley and. Then score one big time, and Finney gets his. And you know what? I thought we were managing the game decently in the third. It's just you take penalties against good teams. We got to find a way to kill one of those. But staying out of the box is the best way to kill it.
Yeah, could have had a shorthanded breakaway had the referee maybe threw up his hand, and maybe you get a power play right back, but they didn't call it that way. All right, you know, you're banged up too. You got Penn State coming up this weekend on the road, and then a bye week. But just keep plugging away. That's all you can do right now, right?
Yeah, we have to. Hopefully, we'll get hopefully we'll get one of those two guys back next week, and see if we can. You know, some guys need to take tomorrow off. Some guys need to get some work in and get right back at it Monday.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time.
Thanks, fellas.
Sure, that's head coach Mike Hastings after a 3-2 loss at home in overtime to Minnesota. And again, a tough pill to swallow, but boy, the Gophers, they are talented. There's no question. And while they're known for their scoring, they have found ways to win low-scoring games. Their goaltending has been solid, whether it's Nathan Airey last night or Liam Soulier tonight. Their defensive core is really good as well, and then they've got some gifted guys up front.
Yeah, they really have, and I think the one thing that's different for me that I have not seen from Gopher hockey in the past is that they're big men, and I mean big men. Kinsler, or what's it?
Rinzel.
Rinzel, Chesley, Cook, all of those big guys. They can keep up with the play and make significant contributions for Minnesota, whereas in the past, the big guy was kind of the third man back and a defensive forward. Not these guys. They're big, they're strong, they're talented. Yeah, and it's a veteran defensive core. Two of the three numbers that we mentioned are people that we mentioned are defensemen, and they're in on the play all night long.
Yeah, impressed by Minnesota. The Gophers, again, have a home-and-home series with Bemidji Thursday and Saturday, and then resume Big Ten play the following weekend at Notre Dame. Wisconsin will see the Gophers again at Mariucci Arena January 31st and February 1st. Gophers win in overtime 3-2. Back in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Back here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Gophers rallied from a 2-0 deficit to beat the Badgers in regulation last night, 3-2, and the third-ranked team in the country came out storming here tonight. Really played well in the opening period, but William Grandma was the best player on the ice in the first 20 minutes. He stopped all 15 shots he faced against the Gophers. And then into the second period, Minnesota would get a power play goal as Brody Lamb scored at 7:42 from Jimmy Snuggerud and from Eric Paulson. So Minnesota had a 1-0 lead about midway through the second period when the Badgers started kicking their game into gear. Here are the calls of the game. Yep, no score yet. Here's Minnesota Look with out. A partial breakaway. Oliver Moore comes in. Slot shot denied with a right arm of Grandma. Puck fell into his lap and he covered. The move, and Paulson sets up Snuggerud, and a great sliding save made by William Grandma. Dexheimer walks to the slot. Right wing Finley doesn't look in the net. Back to Dexheimer. One-timer off a stick or two. It's loose in front. Chipped in by Ryland Mosley. Mosley with net front presence just got his stick on it and slowly put it between the pads. Of Soulier, an even strength goal. We're tied here in Madison. Morrissey to take the faceoff. They're even so far tonight, 19 apiece. Badgers win this one. Dexheimer down the left wing wall. Cuts behind the net. Now tries to drag it in front. Loose puck. Finley fires it home. Wisconsin takes the lead in the final minute of the period. So often this season, the Badgers have given up a goal late in a period, but here they get one with 2.7 seconds left. Quinn Finley is team leading seventh. It's 2-1 Badger. Now a lead feed to Moore. Got behind the defense. And Grandma with a beauty of a glove save. Top of his crease again. He chased it down in the corner. Now pinned against the wall by Kerr. Loose puck picked up by Kurth. Out to Zimmer. Big save, Grandma. Rebound picked up by Kurth. He tucks it in. Power play goal for the Gophers. We're tied at 2 with 6:01 to play. And yeah, long lead feed. Snuggerud cutting in front. Zimmer redirects. He scores out of midair. The pass by Snuggerud chipped in out of midair by freshman Brody Zimmer. What a finish. And the Gophers win in overtime and take 5 of 6 against their arch rivals.
That was
fantastic finish by Brody Ziemer there as the Gophers win here in overtime tonight against Wisconsin. Just looking at statistics here tonight, Gophers with 42 shots on goal, 33 for the Badgers. Minnesota had the only three shots on goal in overtime. Ziemer finished it off. Wisconsin and Minnesota both had three penalties for 6 minutes. While the Gophers went 2-for-2 on the power play, the Badgers went 0-for-2 tonight. Also, Wisconsin lost 30 of 58 faceoffs. First time this season they didn't win the faceoff battle, so puck possession, that plays right into the hands of the Gophers.
Yeah, it does. And the other aspect of that is that a lot of times tired center icemen were out there for the Badgers, not making excuses. But also the primary center iceman was kicked out of the faceoff dot seven or eight times tonight, and therefore your secondary person comes in and you hope, but didn't work out that way.
As far as, actually Christian Fitzgerald, very good in the faceoff circle, was 11 out of 16. Aaron Hughlin the same for the Golden Gophers. Connor Kurth, six shots on goal. He had the game-tying goal on a power play in the third period. Brody Ziemer with a game-winning goal. He also had a helper tonight. Jimmy Snuggerud had five shots on goal, didn't score, but he set up two goals. And Matthew Wood, a team-high six shots on goal. Liam Soulier with 31 saves, including 10 in the third period. He gets the win. His record is now 4-1. The Gophers are 9-1, 4-0 atop the Big Ten. As for the Badgers, Ian mentioned Ben Dechheimer, two assists tonight. He was plus two. Rylan Mosley scored a goal, five shots on goal to lead the Badgers in that department. Quinn Finley had a goal, 2 points, four shots on goal. He was plus two tonight. William Grama, 39 saves, a career high, but he suffers the loss. His record drops to 1-4. The Badgers are 2-8, 1-5 in the Big Ten. 11,694 paid to watch a game that took 2 hours and 11 minutes to play. The Gophers take 5 out of 6 points in this series and beat Wisconsin in overtime 3-2. We'll check the scoreboard and wrap things up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Colorado College 1, Arizona State nothing at the end of the second period. Right. North Dakota pounds Minnesota Duluth for the second night in a row, 4-1 the final there.
7-3 last night.
Yeah. St. Cloud State over Miami, 3-1, and Western Michigan in the third period leads Omaha 2-1.
Okay. CCHA, how did your Bulldogs do?
Not good.
Ferris State lost to Tech last night 3-2.
And they lost, I think, 3-1 this week.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Michigan Tech 3, Ferris State 1, St. Thomas and Minnesota State. Final in overtime, 1-1. Minnesota State wins shootout.
Okie doke.
Okay, Lake Superior beats Northern Michigan 5-1. Woo, Northern Michigan's having a tough go of it.
Yeah, Dave Shyack, their new head coach. Yep.
Surprisingly, but not surprisingly, because we've seen Augustana. Augustana 5, Bemidji State 1.
Yeah. Score. And two other Big Ten series this weekend. All three Big Ten series end in sweeps, basically. Minnesota gets 5 out of 6 points here, but Michigan took care of Notre Dame, winning 4-2. The seventh-ranked Wolverines got goals from Michael Hage and Evan Warner, both with their fifth goals of the year. Cameron Corpy made 27 saves for Michigan, which is now 7-2-1 and 2-0 in Big Ten play. The Irish fall to 5-5 overall, 1-3 in the league. Michigan State swept Ohio State with a 4-1 win. Four different goal scorers for the Spartans, who got 29 saves from Trey Augustine. So Michigan State is 7-1, 2-0 in the Big Ten. Ohio State falls to 7-2-1 overall, 2-2 in league play. Penn State was idle. Wisconsin will play at Penn State coming up next weekend. Friday night, face-off is at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30. Saturday's game is 6:30 puck drop, pregame at 6 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Well, Mike Hastings had talked during the our pregame show and for the last couple of weeks that they need to win a game, you got to win a third period. Well, the Badgers have been outscored in the third period now, 7-3. Only one time have they won the third period in 10 games this season. Only one time have they outscored an opponent, and that was Lindenwood in game two of the year. They won that game eventually in overtime. The Badgers are also now 1-3 in overtime, and that's their fifth one-goal loss of the year.
Well, interestingly, you start particular for the defenseman is that in the third period in particular, in the games that I've called here at the Kohl Center,
yeah.
is that they get a little tight in the hands, meaning that they're nervous, scared to make a mistake, not as calm, cool, and collective as they were in the first and second period.
Okay.
So how much of that is mental? How much of that is fatigue? How much of that is whatever? Because there were times when the Badgers got caught out on shift changes yeah. here tonight in the third period of a two-game series where they were dragging.
Yeah.
And they were really dragging, and luckily they had William Grammy behind them,
yeah.
Grandma behind them.
Yeah. We'll see Tommy Scarfone. Not sure how long he'll be sidelined with that lower body injury. Maybe he'll play next weekend at Penn State. We'll see. But William certainly played well here this weekend. Ian, nice job. I know you'll try to improve your record the next time the Badgers are home against Anchorage in a few weeks. And thanks to Jacob Scott at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. You can catch us on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour Tuesday night at 7:05 on many of these same stations. Once again, the final score here at the Kohl Center in Madison, Minnesota over Wisconsin in overtime, 3-2. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
'Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down, that will never happen. Depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
I like everything. That is Pat McCurdy. Oh, that is a fun song from his live album. You can catch Pat McCurdy live at Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh on November 9th. November 14th, he'll be at the Eastside Club in Madison. And November 29th, Shank Hall in Milwaukee.
Just think how many years Pat McCurdy has been writing music and playing shows. It's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
He's a musical machine here in southern Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. I remember him playing all the time down at the Badger games. He would always end up at one of the frats right across from the stadium. Great show.
Yeah, just residency at the Regent Street Retreat for years as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And a huge crowd always shows up for him everywhere he goes.
And his Union Terrace shows were the best.
Pat McCurdy. Before that, we heard Mean Old World. That is from the new album by Bing Bong called Hip Eponymous. That's a Spooner cover written by Duke from Garbage. If you didn't know, you can catch Bing Bong right here in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio Saturday, November 16th. That's this coming Saturday. And November 21st at the Burr Oak in Madison with the Also Rans. Let's see. We have What is coming up?
Well, Live in the Lair.
Live in the Lair is coming up with Dogtown Hollow. And we are getting close. All right, Jimmy. Make sure to send your music to music@civicmedia.us.
How about some Parker Barrel? You said play the new one. So I said, okay.
Oh, yes. That's where we're going. See, that wasn't on my list because we just added that. Now I understand. Parker Barrel. This is brand new.
Don't tell mama.
Don't tell mama because you know I will. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried.
You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.